This is Dr. Collins with another Leadership Nugget, and we are talking about learning styles. Today, we're going to talk about the auditory learners. I must say this again. If kids don't learn the way we teach, we must teach the way they learn. Auditory learners, they learn by listening. Now, we know this is not the most effective way to reach most students, but it is the most common method that teachers employ because it is the easiest. And I'm not trying to come at teachers crossways for using it. Look, teachers have a lot going on. There are a lot of demands on your style, and using the auditory learning style for the students makes it easier for you because that means you get up and talk. So I'm not saying stop doing that, but I am saying add some more to your repertoire. But I'm also here to give you suggestions on how to help those auditory learners find greater levels of success. So if you are going to teach to auditory learners, which we all do, here are some suggestions. Put them in small groups and let them hear from someone other than you. So you teach for a minute, then let them have group discussions. Let them hear from their classmates and let them talk. Use these class discussions. Use question and answer. After they have a discussion amongst themselves, then you employ a Q&A, a question and answer. So they're hearing other people, they're talking and hearing themselves, and you're differentiating the learning environment. When you put students in small groups, you're allowing them to talk. You're just getting them out of those columns and rows. Why are kids still in columns and rows? I'll never understand. But anyway, put them in small groups. Get them out of columns and rows. Differentiate the learning environment. Employ strategies such as think, pair, share. Use station rotation. You know what? I think in the future, I'll come back and explain some of these variations to the learning environment. But this will increase their engagement because you vary that learning environment. Here is the point. If you're going to cater to the auditory learner, which again is not the strongest learning style for most students, but it is the one most commonly used by teachers, differentiate the learning environment. Get students to talking through small group discussions. Have them talk to you through question and answer and allow them to move through station rotation. When you do this, you break up the unit, you constantly refocus them, and this will increase academic outcomes for auditory learners.